Blog Talk Radio.
This is your girl, A Money. And you're live on the A Money Show train tonight. Call in at 347-633-9074 with A Money and a co-host, Ja Doe. It's going down on the A Money Show train, babies. Can music cure depression? I say it can help the soul relieve some of the tension, but depression is an emotion someone gets when he or she loses hope. And, excuse me. And getting something that he really wants. A man who always wanted to be rich might get depressed if he lost his money and didn't have any hope to rebuild his wealth. Can music cure depression? I don't know if it can cure it, but I sure know right here on the A Money Show train, some good music can be a healing to the soul, baby. Let's go.
And right about now, the A Money Show DJ, and you're on the show, A Money Show, with my girl, Aisha Simmons, all right? Let's go!
Yo, 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 this is your girl, A Money, and it's going down right here, and we want to know, can music cure depression? But on the A Money Show train, I have the music that is healing to the soul. Let's start off with Mary, Mary, and Survive.
Telling myself on the last mile, on the road to somewhere, but along the way I saw the wind and the rain, and to my surprise, oh, 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 blew my mind. So many nights I had to hold on for my life, but I
girl A Money, and I love that song by Mary Mary Survive, because I am A Money and I am a survivor, and so are you. You can survive anything with the will of Allah, whoever you call your God. But right here on the A Money Show train, all praises goes out to Allah, and that who has me here today. I thank him for everything that I am going through, good or bad. Right now, I'm on the A Money Show train, and I'm sending you out some love, because with having those issues of depression, pain, anxiety, all the little things that goes along with it, it is really just a jinn, the devil, whatever you want to call him. And you know what? You must rise above it and survive. This is what I have to say. And music can be a healing to the soul. You know, the right kind of music. Mary Mary Survive, Keisha Cole, you know, stuff like that. So, you know, it is possible to survive. But right now I'm going to go into Mass Pike Miles, Love Come Down. Let's go. Maya. Make your love come down. But this is your girl, A Money, and we going into one of my favorites and on my team. Big ups to J Neb on his success that's going out right now. Damn, he's hot in the South. Big ups, J Neb, a native of Ohio. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Break you down right here on the A Money Show train. Call in right now, 347-633-9074. It's all for you.
Yeah, I'm feeling real good about this track. I'm about to break you down,
to break you down,
yeah.
Baby.
Swaggy. Check it out, girl.
Tryna be your man, baby girl. Treat you with them diamond rings and the nicest things. You really need a man that can treat you right. She told me I was what she was looking for, with a little bit of black and the right kind of white. Baby, we can take it to the panic, keep this up all night. In the daytime light, if it's real, real tight. She told her that I need a damn chick that's always got my back. With a bitch so fat, so she turned right around and said, how you like that?
Like that?
I said, that's perfect, baby. Now let me go ahead and get a handful and give you a taste that you never have before. Drop that head real low, go and work it, girl. Not too fast, but not too slow. I'ma start you off with a sample, see what you can handle. If you can take it all, then you get the whole. I was gonna say no scandal. Told her that wasn't out of bed to get my wild like a vandal. Got me laying here burning up like a candle. If you really want a girl, go and take it out. Just release that jaw. Why'd I take it to when you're myself again? I ain't trying to be bliss, but you never saw Swiss. Kinda crazy how this all started. Never just one kiss. One baby girl, I know that you a freak. So tell me where you want it, cause you know I never miss.
Yeah. I hope y'all still rocking with me all the way to the second verse. I know you feeling that top box too, baby. J-Nib, baby. Listen.
Now let's go ahead and switch it up to a new position. Anything that you desire, girl, it's your decision. Just to let you know that I love a challenge and I'm down for any mission. If you get tired, baby, we can take a brief intermission. But as soon as you catch your breath, give it back to the naughty thing. I'm a freak, you a freak, let's break. Got some handcuffs, whips, and chains. Now you already know that I'm down for a little something strange. Show me that you got a friend that's gonna come too. I ain't got a problem with it, then what about you? Cause I'm all yours, baby. I'm loving your smile and I'm digging your sway. Anything that you could ever need is all gravy. Y'all already knew that you got a man, but I think we're way past that. Guaranteed. If he knew what we was doing, he be coming with the ball back. And that's my lady, but I don't really care. Cause after tonight, man, I bet you gonna be my baby. So just lay back and let me do this freaky thing to you. Open them thighs, girl, and let me show you what this tongue can do. Got you wrapping both legs around my neck so tight. And you been showing in, it's time to letting up soon. But if you last, I'ma do it from the early morning on to the afternoon.
Thank you.
place to feel good inside. So many superstitions, it got me tapping out.
You can't take it no more, baby, you're tapping out.
It's like ABC, the way you school me. I've been thinking about it, baby, I'm ready. Cause you got that love that I need. So baby, hold on.
Out here on the road,
I'll keep
with the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Ooh, you got the swag sauce, you drip the swag goo. Ooh.
I may be young, but I'm ready.
I'm Mike Supremacy, I'm Mikey J, Austin Eagles, candy ass, to stay up out my way. I'm from New York. I rep that boogie barrel. My team's the shit that's in his toilet, man. You know we sterile. I bring that energy and I bring the pain. Raise the sharp on the mic, nigga. Yeah, you know my name. I got that right shit. I got that hype shit. I got that pulling up selector, start a fight shit. I'm Lord Finesse. I'm Diamond D. I'm Dante Killer, boy. You know fucking where we were. Fuck you haters. Y'all so phony. I graduated EMI. Now I'm attending Sony. Cum laude. PhD. A doctrine in this game. What? I'll kill you, B.
Never sell your soul for no one. Even if it means you're living with the rest of the crowd. Tell you this even though I'm spiteful, but never did I think you would be to me so devious. Never did I think you would leave me in a state so curious. Never did I think you would be such a cold-hearted industry. Never did I think you'd be like this to me. But I'm strong.
Like the block when you got the fucking rock with you. That means you got money. Now you're getting on some lobster tails. But when things turn good, the bad is crucial. Asking the labels for money, funny they turn neutral. I hate this fucking game, but the love that I have for it, dog, you can't break when the game is going fast forward.
Never did I think you would be to me.
Never.
You're back with A Money, and we're live on the A Money Show train. Call in 347-633-9074. Again, can music cure depression? Well, right here on the A Money Show train, the music is the healing to the soul. I have a caller in queue, 770-676. What's up?
What's good?
Oh, what's good? It's the co-host, Jado, in the building.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Reporting live and direct.
What's all that background noise?
Oh, it ain't nothing no more. I just had to clear everything out.
Yeah, I was gonna say you working hard or hardly working.
Oh, baby girl, I'm always working. I'm always working.
So, a wonderful... wonderful, wonderful topic of the day is, can music cure depression? And I'm saying right here on the A Money Show Train with your girl A Money and co-host Ja Doe that the A Money Show Train surely has some great music that's healing to the soul. I say if you're depressed, get out, get some exercise, good diet, and some good love making.
Already. You heard it here first.
Okay. Big ups to comedian icon chick as well, and everybody in the chat, all the callers, and much love going out to my co-host for tuning in. Let me tell you, he's traveling, he's opening up clothing lines, he's management, he's promoting, he's doing everything. I'm going to let him tell you about his clothing line in a little bit, but we're going to go ahead and go into Henny White. You already know I do music right here on the A Money Show Train.
Hold on a second, who is this?
Hey, yo, what's happening, partner? I told you I'm gonna get with you, man.
Another rapper? Yeah. Seems like then. Everybody wanna be a rapper these days.
What's happening, bro? Henny White, man.
Henny White, man.
On the streets do the same. Hey. Up to the booth. I do music, Henny White, that's the truth. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. On the streets to the stage. Up to the booth. I do music, Henny White, that's the truth. I do music. No, I'm not just a rapper. I do music. Twisted, Henny White, aka BDZ, I'm gifted. Drop hit touch, make the speakers go banana. It's short by the flow, let it shoot what you manner. No need to get crazy, get your mind blown. Sit back, relax as I caress this microphone. See, I do music, know the shoot, that's just a hobby. Get it in your head, we shaking, man, that Ricky Bobby. Okay, never whack, never sack, taking it back to what is real. Slipping in the zone, playing in your dome, just how I feel. Every time I'm on the track, spit the point and steal, kill.
Yo, this is your girl, A Money, and my co-host, Ja Doe. Can music cure depression? During an anxiety reaction, you may feel like you are helpless, nervous, depressed, or irritable. Your body may show signs of anxiety in many ways. You may experience dry mouth, shakiness, dizziness, weakness, trouble breathing, chest pressure, headaches, nausea, diarrhea, tiredness, irritability, inability to sleep or sexual problems. Woo, that's a lot to go through. And especially, yes, because, you know, oh my goodness, stress kills. And it really does. Stress kills. This is your girl, A Money. I can definitely tell you that it does, because we've lost many, many, many people due to depression, which is stress. I mean, it is a level of stress and anxiety. What do you feel about that, Jado?
Actually, I'm glad that you brought that up, because I had a friend of mine that actually passed away just because of the simple fact that stress, you know what I mean? Mm. 35 years old. Massive heart attack, no prior medical conditions or anything like that. And just like you said, that stress will take you out faster than anything else. I mean, you can't, you know, emphasize that enough. People, you need to exercise. You need to try to live as stress-free as possible, because that's the number one killer right now, is that stress. And the thing about it is it creeps up on you, and you don't even know you're stressed. And the good part about it is, just like you said, hey, money, the great part about it is music does put you in a better state of mind. You know what I'm saying? Because if you just think about it, you know, people that be want to go out and fight, they'll listen to some music that'll put them in that mood. If you want to calm down, you know what I'm saying, you'll put on something soothing like some Al Green or anything like that. And if you remember back in the day, the main way that they would soothe the savage beast, put on some soothing music.
And you said some Al Green. Oh, my goodness. You know I was going to go into some Alexander O'Neal.
There you go.
Never knew love like this. I mean,
Saturday love. Something, you know.
Okay.
Ain't no telling what I have.
Okay, because in all actuality, you really never know when anxiety and depression hits you. If you don't know the signs, people, if you don't have the key, which is knowledge, then computer is out there, the internet is out there. I know you're
Google
on
it
24/7.
Google.
You don't
Google
know
it.
My
Google
name,
it.
A Money, Google. You don't know Jado, Google.
That's it.
Here we go. Alexander O'Neal. Never knew love like this. I can't sing.
There you go.
And here we go. Google it. Okay. It's called Blog Talk Technical Difficulties, but we stay on top of the game all the time on the A Money Show train, and it's going to go down one way or the other, I'm telling you. Jado, what you been doing today?
Baby girl, I just been out here the same thing. I had a couple conference calls just to clear things up on the press release for Henny White that we got coming up. Also had a couple of good business meetings about my clothing line that you actually mentioned earlier. People can check it out at www.pslbrand.bigcartel.com. And the PSL brand is passion, strength, and loyalty. One thing that I know me and A Money stands for, you know what I'm saying? So you need to get on the train right now.
The train is ready to take off once again. We don't know who we're going to pick up, if at all, anybody, because, bam. I'm not for sure they ready to get aboard this train. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they better be. I mean, you know, because ain't nothing but good things going on, big things popping, good music, good feel, good music, putting you in a good, you know what I'm saying, place in your life, a great state of mind. They better have their ticket ready, you know?
Y'all better have y'all ticket ready, because it's all about that mighty dollar. It makes the world go round. Big things popping. I like that.
Absolutely.
Big things popping. We get it together over here, and everything should be coming up shortly. It's nothing but a small thing over here on the A Buddy Show train. One way or the other, we bringing you the best from the east to the west, north to the south, and all that in between. So don't complain when you're not on this train, because you already know it. You see it. Google it. The A Money Show train. Google it, A Money. You already know what's going down. So you know what? I'm going to go with this right here because I love this song. My co-hosts know I love this song. And I'm telling you, I've played this song like about maybe 20 times in a row. Yesterday morning, I got up, playing it again. Here we go. Avant, you and I. Kiki, let's do it. Woo!
Yeah.
I want to talk about the one I love. I know a lot of times we forget how they take good care of you. But tonight, I just want to express the way I feel.
And one thing I know.
Fucking with.
with, I'm the fucking boss. 745 white on white, that's fucking Ross. I cut them wide, I cut them long, I cut them fat. I keep them coming back, we keep them coming back. I'm in the distribution, I'm like Atlantic. I got the motherfuckers flying across the Atlantic. I know Pablo Noriega, the real Noriega. He owe me 100 favors. I ain't kidding, nigga. We. I'm on the kettle, show you what I'm running like. When they snatch black, I cry for 100 nights. He got 100 bodies, serving 100 lights.
Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling.
Never steal cars, but we deal hard. Whip it real hard, whip it real hard. I call the charge, I call the charge. Whip it real hard, whip it real hard. Ain't by no funny shit, steal bitches and business. I'm on my money shit, still whipping them Benzes. Major League, who catching because I'm pitching. Jose Canseco just snitching because he's peeing it. I feed them steroids to strengthen up all my chicken. They flying over Pacific to be succeeding. You know it's fact, we hold it fact. So nigga, don't rap. Run and tell them that.
Every day we hustling right here on the A Money Show train. Job though, let's get it.
Already. Bump it up.
The mama super thin, she say she 42, she seen them 42, we in room 222, I touch work like I'm convertible first, I got distribution, so I'm converting the work, and the M.I.A. yo, the niggas rich off, hey yo, the man is slanging, hey yo, my shit is banging, hey yo,
Every day, all day, right here on the A Money Show train. It is a hustle. We get it in just like that. Every day. What do you do, Jado?
Shit, I'm out here grinding every day of the week. 25-8, period.
Absolutely. And I'm feeling so icy over here. Just so icy. And you want to know why? Kelly Ice.
Yeah, it is.
We do nothing but bring you the best. What are you waiting for? Call in 347-633-9074. My co-host is Jado, and I'm A Money. We so icy. I better stop playing.
Between the stiff time, take the ice cube.
Like you know what?
Warning, warning on the A Money Show train. This is an explicit version. Check it out.
Strongest muscle on your body, you know what I'm saying? And you can exercise that every day, even if you just sit
say, nah, you can read a book, exercising your mind, and that could help you in the long run of that thing called Alzheimer's that people talk about in the future. You know what I'm saying? So if you take the proper procedures and cautions right now at your younger stage and don't let the world stress you out, and, you know what I mean, put yourself in a position to listen to good music, some good soothing music that's good for your soul, like some soul music, like some soulful things to listen to. Them people made them songs for a reason. They was going through something, and I'm sure that you can relate to it. So, you know, put you on something that's nice, easy listening, you know, some jazz, you know, just something that ease your mind, you know, because once your mind is at ease, hey, your body going to be at ease, and then you can get all that tension, all that blood clots, you know what I'm saying, that's in you. You can get all that out, you know?
That's true. And I say, again, knowledge is key to anything, and knowledge is key also to healing, because if you don't have knowledge about your situation, how do you know where to start or where to begin? You don't. So let's give Dave Tolliver some love and support him on his digital EP case right here on the A Money Show Train commercial break.
Let's go.
Attention all independent artists. Attention all independent artists. It's time to step your game up, because how you look is how you perceive. And remember, first impressions are lasting. You need an EPK. An EPK is an electronic press kit with all of your information to let the world know exactly who you are. Every independent artist needs an EPK. An EPK includes all your information like bios, your pictures, your social media links like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, your YouTube channel, your website, etc., etc. No one will ever have to ask who you are again, or where to find you, or what you do. For a small fee, take your game to the next level. Let us do an EPK for you. Contact us at 440-879-7284. That's 440-879-7284.
It sounds good to me, because you want to know why, Jado? We bees in the trap. Bees in the trap right here on the A Money Show Train.
Already.
Yeah, pimping ain't easy, but the music is healing.
Man. Man. Pimping ain't slick, and they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Man, I've been did dead. Man, I've been popped out. And if she ain't tryna give it up, she get dropped out. Let me bust that UE, bust that open. Might spend a couple thou just to bust that open. Rip it off, no joking. Making they hug housing. We can move weight and sell for living hell belting. Bitch, I spit that crack like I'm in that trap. So if you need a hit, then I'm with that bag. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap.
Okay, now Nikki, Nikki, Nikki. Put it in your kidney, got a new LS450, ain't no keys in this doohickey. If I want rapping, I be trapping. If I want trapping, I be pimping. If I want pimping, I be getting it, period. I don't smoke no Bobby, but my denim be from Ricky. Got your girl on Molly, and we smoking loud and drinking. Got my top back so you can see what I've been thinking. And if you know me, then you know I've been thinking Franklin. Money, thousands, true religion trousers. Got a private home, started from them public houses. Hey, with killer, causing her arousal. Audi A8, told him Audi 5000.
Pimpin' ain't slick and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, bees in the trap. beats in the track. Beat beats in the track.
What you say about me? I don't know, man. They wanna get this. If I get this, then they wanna get this. I don't know, man. I'm just annoying your whole life. What you say about me? I don't know, man. They wanna get this. If I get this, then they wanna get this. I don't know, man. I'm just annoying your whole life.
Pimpin' ain't slick, and they ain't say nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. Man, I'm out in Texas, man, I'm out in A-Town. Then I'm up in Chi-Town, or Miami shutting down. It's that New Orleans, it's L.A. or the Bay. It's New York, Philly, and the whole DMV. I'm a Detroit player, man, it's North-South Cat. Ohio, Pittsburgh, got St. Louis on deck. It's Delaware, Connecticut, it's New Jersey, got hella bricks. It's Queens, Brooklyn, and yeah, they rallin'. Bronx, Harlem, and Staten Island.
Pimpin' ain't slick, and they ain't saying nothing. 100 of y'all suckers can't tell me nothing. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap. I bees in the trap, beat bees in the trap.
What you say about me? I don't know, man. They wanna get this. If I get this, then they wanna get this. I don't know, man. I'm just annoying your whole life. What you say about me? I don't know, man. They wanna get this. If I get this, then they wanna get this. I don't know, man. I'm just annoying your whole life.
Call in, callers, 347-633-9074. I see you in the chat room. Callers, supporters, it's all love. This is your girl, A Money, and my co-host, Ja Doe, and we're curing depression tonight and anxiety with some good music on the show. It's going down, down, down. Let's go into some Marsha Ambrosia. Marsha Ambrosia, late nights, early mornings.
Let me do you all night long.
All night long.
Oh,
on the A Money Show train.
Call in right now, 347-633-9074. It is the A Money Show Train. What's up, Jado?
Well, baby girl, everything, you holding it down down here in the South. Waiting on you to touch down.
Yeah. It's going down. It's going down. It's definitely not a plane going down and crashing. The train is on the way. Ripping up the tracks, fire behind it, but it's going to come in safely. It's just so hot. Right here, we're going into Lace Dollar. I got to show some love for Lace Dollar. He's an independent artist. He produces his music. He's also a fan and friend of the A Money Show Train family. 30 minutes featuring Lace Dollar.
Now I know what you think. How can a woman like you get with a brother like me? Ain't that right? Come on, ain't that right?
Are you for real?
Girl, I'm really than a $2 bill. You know what I'm saying? I'm an old Mac from way back. One of the original players from the Himalaya.
She wanna kick it with her. I let her kick it with her. She love to kick it with her. I let her kick it with her.
Yeah.
live. It's live, live, live. The A Money Show train. Jado and ATL tearing it up down there. We going to put ATL on a map like never before. This whole collabo is going down. Jado can fill you in on some of the things that's going on in Atlanta. But right now, I would like to give a shout-out to all the people who's missing their loved ones, who didn't carry on into this new year with us, who has been called home to their makers. Rest in peace to all of you, no matter how, when you left us, we still miss you. Jado, what is really good in Atlanta? What's going on with the weather? Most of all, please give a shout back out with all your URLs on your clothing line. It's on fire.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a lot going on down here. I mean, it's actually cool, a little cold down here, but, you know, a little drizzle, drain, you know, this, and the third. But that ain't going to stop us, you dig? You know, it is what it is, you know. And when you got to grind, you got to grind, rain, sleet, or snow. And on the flip side of that, you know what I'm saying, we actually got my artist Henny White going to be out All-Star Weekend, you know what I'm saying, out with the Rock Mob. They're going to be out there doing a thing All-Star Weekend all throughout. Then we're going to double back, go down to Noonan, Georgia on February 21st. AWMG is going to be in the building. We're going down there and rocking for them down in Noonan, Georgia at J. Paul's 2. Friday night, we're going to double back on February 22nd and hit the Liquid Lounge. Chad down at the Liquid Lounge, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to that. I'm going to have banners, flyers and everything for that. February 23rd, we going to come right back at Wild Bill. Do it real big for them, just like that, Del. You dig?
Oh, Wild Bill is going off in Wild Bill's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got some other stuff in March, but I'm going to hold off on that. You know what I'm saying? That's just the three main things. Well, I'm sorry, the six main things that we really have coming up, because we just got our calendar full, and I know I got to get A-Money down here because she's going to ride it with me because the train is going. The train is going from New York to ATL. We're going to take it out west. Then we're going to take this thing global. I mean, well, we are already global right now, being as though we are the net. I'm sure we got listeners from all over. Shout out to everybody that's fucking with the A-Money Show train. You dig?
UK, Africa, everybody, big ups to you guys who have been hitting me up from UK, London, Africa. I mean, oh my goodness, I am loving it. We're getting hits all over. Big ups to QS4 Unchained as well, where I am the senior host over there. Most of all, big ups to IMGGC, where your girl is an A&R. You already know how we do. We're going to take a break and show some love to my girl, Reese Cakes, all the way in Texas. Pink and yellow, pink and yellow, pink and yellow. Check this out, Jado. I need to hook you up with her. She is phenomenal.
Yeah. You know what it is. Pink and yellow, pink and yellow, pink and yellow, pink and yellow. Pink and yellow, pink and yellow, pink and yellow, pink and yellow. 8 pounds for my wrist, for my ankle.
all my ladies out there doing it big, square biz. Team Mastery Cake, a.k.a. Hennessy Brown on this one. And that's what it is, y'all. Yeah, pink and yellow, pink and yellow. Yeah. Uh-huh, you know what it is. Reese Cakes, a.k.a. Mrs. Diddy Big. Yeah, bitches hating on me, that's nothing. Pull up with that pink Glock, bet you that's something. I'm in my city, sitting pretty, you know what it is. Pink and yellow, pink and yellow, pink and yellow, pink and yellow. H-Town for my wrist to my ankles, I'm in pink and yellow, pink and yellow, pink and yellow, pink and yellow.
Yellow, big ups to Team Mash and Keith Quizzard. You already know, 12-time multi-platinum producer out in California. That's my team out there. But what do you think about that Pink and Yellow by Miss Reese Cakes?
That one right there is hot. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. She got good presence. She got, you know what I'm saying, good flows. She know how to ride a track. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to her. You know what I'm saying? Sound like she really doing her thing, you know?
Man, she is doing her thing. I'm going to have to put you down on all the things that she's doing right now. And big ups to her cousin, Mr. Buster Rhymes. We want you on the 8 Money Show train. But right now, I must let you guys know, Valentine's Day is exclusively Mr. Smoke Doja, who's also was with the Maybach Music Group. You'll find out more about him tomorrow. We also have Mr. Jones coming up on Friday. This week, it's going down right here. We taking over the A Money Show train and my co-host, Jah Doe. We're going to go into DJ Legit's Saturday mix. Enjoy this mix while me and my co-host take a break right here on the A Money Show train. Wednesday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 347-633-9074. And if you're listening in on the internet side, do not forget to click follow the show and the updates. You already know. Let's get it.
Turn up.
Mike Wilmer.
We gonna always get money, man. Young Jeezy, Big Sean, Juicy J. Let's get it.
Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out. Every time they go out, you know they bring that hoop out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the flow out. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I got to show out.
Than a few hoes. One night, two shows. That's two matches and a team expansion. Thumbing through a check, got me sweating the pants. When you get money, chicks come around. Nigga thought of hating, who's holding you down? All this ice, I'm just living the life. Bad, bad, want me, give me like life. Hit club, live in a rush. Pocket so swole, eyes are dipping the bus. Ace in my hand and a 45 tuck. Money coming down, cold deep, blowing up. Smoking on some. I was on the floor. 20 years in, call me to go. Money adding up, you haters going broke. Still in the game while you ride oh. See me showing out, they mugging, I don't give a fuck. How I start my morning off a zip and a double cup. Hey, that nigga, y'all behind me. Balls are hard, they wanna find me. Juicy J, Taylor Gang, I've been rich since the 90s.
Every time I go out, you know I got to show out. Every time I go out, you know I bring the dough out.
These ratchet hoes say I ain't sh- well, at least I ain't broke. Stacking paper like old folks. You and you still staying with your old folks. She a fan, that's fantastic. Poppin' that's fantastic. Getting rich, fantastic. White girls like Anne Hathaway going way out. They wait for my bandwagon. She let me back and I ain't got a bandana. Oh, freaky, that's just how I move. Fast girls, fast money, no more fast food. Came up first class, my passport getting tattooed. Young and player doing everything that I have to. So every time I go out,
you know I got to show out.
Every time I go out,
you know I bring the show out.
Don't love me like Satan, man. Yeah. Put me and get bodied, and all she eat is beer. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10, and she the best with that hair. It's even better than Corinne. She don't want money. She wants the time we could spend. She said, 'cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody, girl. I'm she say, I never wanna make you mad. I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me. Then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bounds I can come. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm about to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
I ain't got no words. See, them strummers keep me up, so I ain't got no words. I ain't got no worries. You see money right there, that Gucci right there, turn it up, Mac Man right there. And we ain't got no worries. You see Gucci right there, red bone mangoes right there. See them strummers right there.
Yeah,
we ain't got no worries.
Gucci in this. Everybody should be worried. Them put be purring. Be digging me, I feel buried. And if she makes this hard, she woke up sleeping giant. Man, yo, speak in tongues. Every time we speak in private, hope your barber shop open. 'Cause we got hair triggers. Smoke so much that smoke is a bear. Have to bear with us in that Jeep with the doors off. That mean that sleep. All these things in a dish. I send them up creek. You see, don't she? Right here. Give me ideas. It's okay if you turn up, just don't turn off my light years. All I know is I do it. What I'm smoking, I grew it. These are blood gang, pyru it. All red, gotta die, even stew it. On my private jet, and my steward is your. I know gold diggers and ditch diggers. You don't get this, you get this figure. She say sorry, I didn't say. So that she is a little furry. I put that in my face. I ain't got no worries. Don't get
me in my face. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That LA cost 100 bills.
hustle, got my money.
Gold all up in my grill.
Hustle, got my money.
Who cares how you hate it feel?
Hustle, got my money.
Call Jay up and go to jail.
Hustle, got my money.
My fragrance on and they love my smell.
Hustle, got my money.
So who cares about what I spend?
Hustle, got my money.
My pockets even, they never end.
Hustle, got my money.
I'm going dumb with.
Turn up.
Mike Wilmer.
We gon' always get money, man. Young Jeezy. Big
that West Coast like, homie.
This that West Coast shit that everybody here been missing. Cadillac has big to the BOI Skyball and Bama gang. Listen. Fire up the blunt with your dubs up. That to the like shit, turn the subs up. Fire up the blunt with your dubs up.
Yeah, I step in, I seen mama check out. Broke bread with the lack, better no lack bout. My first CD was cash out, I'm mash out. Stupid niggas still sleeping, robbing while they pass out. K-A-Z-B-I-G, DJ, repeat please. Retweet these, N-U-T, Cushion King, smell real loud. We skyballing up in the clouds, I need some motherfucking honey. Jay Dizzle B slapping, dipping in a bucket. A nigga need duckets, man. Zigzag, dipping the trap. Can smell the money though. Sing a little bitch ass something. I smell a nigga throw. All smiles all in my face. You like lacto. Turn back, niggas get axed. You get cutthroat. Could smoke me and Big Tudor, but it gets a big nose. Big body beers, no rims. It's for the grown folks. Skyballing.
West Coast shit. shit that everybody here been missing. Cadillac has been to the BOI, Skyball and Bama gang. Listen, fire up the blunt, what your dubs up? Step to the lack shit, turn the subs up. Fire up the blunt, what your dubs
okay.
up? Step to the lack shit, turn the subs up. Pimpin' to the wood, cut the bitches, blood, a legal voice, from the rasp, but the swag made me mean. Bang this new jingle, this that to the lack shit. Every song that we got is hot, real spit, nigga. First CD was one of the gang, in the business, man, now a nigga running things. Yeah, Mr. Run, everything moving, the talk of this rap shit. Got the clubs grooving. This that shit that you niggas missing. Need to put it in every store, even the prisons. Cause seen them comb it out, blowing big clouds. Three hits of the whack shit.
I bring you down, shit.
I'm in and out like in and out. You glass jaw rapping ass niggas. Let me see what your chin's about. Dubs up with the subs up. I'm in the Annas with the lack like hubs up. This that West Coast shit that everybody here been missing. Cadillac has been to the BOI, Skyball and Bama gang. Listen, fire up the blunt, what your dubs up? Step to the lack shit, turn the subs up. Fire up the blunt, what your dubs up? Step to the lack shit, turn the subs up. Ways, left side of the track, flight. Going harder than the hardest, strong with the best light. To the caddy, killer Cali, where we come from. Peep the test, real facts, got the niggas on one. Cruising up and down the streets like EG. The life that I'm living is real, not TV. Shouts from the young TG, all black. This Bama gang is skyballing, better fall back.
White Remy, Kush Coma, Kush Heavy, Cali Lock, it's California. Smashing about them chippers, I ain't tripping if you crippin', I ain't tripping if you ruin. I'm just doing what I'm doing.
Swag Central.
See, what we have here is the open invitation to the first day of the rest of your life.
Just pulled up to the club in the McLaren, guys looking like, oh. We hopped out and the girls followed us as we escorted to the top floor. Got bottles in one hand, cash in the other. Bags flying everywhere, need an umbrella. My black card's unlimited, keep on spending it, cause I got money to blow. After we leave this club, it's on, yeah, you already know. Got a lot of fly chicks trying to leave with me, so now I'm ready to go. I got so many, I need an extra car. Don't worry about drinks, maybe I bought the bar. Models anywhere, I don't need an entourage.
You know I do it big for big, I hope.
Oh, I swear I make it look too easy. Niggas wishing they can be me. And now haters can't see me, cause I'm too hot for TV.
Fresh.
If you niggas don't believe me, put it in your face like greedy. What I get unless you got a passport, cause my swag is so international, from Brazil all the way to Tokyo. I bet you haters thought I would never blow, now I'm doing what bosses do. Calling out shots from the VIP and all the chicks wanna roll with me, cause they know that after we leave this club it's on, yeah you already know. Got a lot of fly chicks trying to leave with me, so now I'm ready to go. Baby, I bought the bar. Models anywhere, I don't need an entourage.
You know I do it big for big, I
hope. Oh, I swear I make it look too easy. Niggas wishing they can be me. Now haters can't see me, cause I'm too hot for TV.
Fresh.
If you niggas don't believe me,
don't believe me.
Put it in your face like 3D.
I wake up and
excellent. Good Lord.
This the New Testament.
Amen.
It's one life to live for dead presidents. So being frank, don't insult my intelligence.
Oh.
Get it? Meaning money, I'ma get it. You loan it, don't ever own it and rent it. You just a tenant, forget it. I'm in the Guinness like Dennis. I'm just a menace to society. Loaded with Popeyes for the spinach.
Woo.
And yeah, I'm on that lyrical tip. Plus the coupe's all white, it's a miracle whip.
Ha.
Then I'm in between the sheets. Say I'm flipping the script with two bad foreign women. Dual citizenship.
After we leave this club, it's on, yeah, you already know. Got a lot of fly chicks trying to leave with me, so now I'm ready to go. I got so many, I need an extra car. Don't worry about drinks, baby, I bought the bar. Models anywhere, I don't need an entourage.
You know I do it big for big, I hope.
Oh, I swear I make it look too easy. Tickets pushing.
do it big. You know I do it big, but big I hustle hard. You know I do it big, you know I do it big, but big I hustle hard.
I went from Wrangler and Gucci to Gucci and Louis and a fresh pair of them prodders when I'm chasing them dollars. Say I walk like money, I talk like money, I look like money. Hey, I must be getting money. Can't be hating on a nigga with the coupe swag. That's why it's only two seats in that coupe jag. And that Diamond King wrist got y'all haters mad. Wait a minute, round of applause for they hating ass. See, they can wait to see us ball and then sit back and watch us ball. Like a 7 foot nigga in the post, I stand tall. You got your ass on the top, sky's the limit for us. Read the headline, niggas, ain't no gimmick with us. What you see is what you getting, this is real laugh shit. Chip boot and black fist, say your dollars, it's a hit. Matter of fact, it's the shit. Ask them who they rolling with, it's VA for show stick. On my 804 shit, probably find me on the beat, blowing cush with your bitch. And I got one life to live, and that's the life to get rich. Probably find me on the beat, blowing cush with your bitch. And I got one life to live, and that's the life to get rich. It's hard.
Come cool, bitch. Come cool, bitch. It's
hating on my cool, bitch.
Like Barack Obama, y'all talk show host in the kitchen, y'all be staring up the drama. I'm in the coop with my nigga Coop, a lot of loud marijuana, bold speakers, gangsta grills, DJ drama. Approaching the summer, the number one stunner, yeah. Both are in landslide, the front runner. I drive, but I ride up in the black Hummer with no shirt on. Hot in the summer, and plus it's lonely at the top, cold in the winter. And plus it's lonely at the top, cold in the winter. And plus it's lonely at the top, yeah.
Give me one more little freestyle type
of. Yo, this is your girl, A Money, and of course, you know, we doing our thing over here. Jado and me, we making some moves. Exclusively, so you need any type of promotions, marketing, what else, Jado? Radio, airplay, BDS spins, let them know.
Whatever they need. I mean, I got the Passion Strength Loyalty brand, you dig? I got the Red Gorilla Clothing. We coming at you with that. Check out the website, pslbrand.com. Big Cartel, you know what I'm saying? You can check that out. Like I said, you can follow me on Twitter at KingJah357, KingJah357. Also, you need to check out my artist, Henny White. Only thing you need to really do with him is just Google him. I mean, he blowing up the whole South, basically, you know what I'm saying? H-E-N-N-Y-W-H-Y-T-E, you know what I'm saying? Won't worry about nobody biting that because we got everything trademarked. Got the website, HennyWhiteMusic.com, HennyWhiteMUZIK.com. Check it out. You can get all your latest updates on all the shows we got coming up. Also, if you love to be on Facebook and Twitter, we're actually getting the website to where you can actually check your feeds and everything, so you don't even have to leave us. Rock with us. If you're doing good music, if you're an independent artist, you're trying to get on, come fuck with us. You know what I'm saying? HWMG Multimedia. We also print up banners, flyers, business cards, CDs, CD inserts, whatever you need, small business, you know what I'm saying, to get your joint up and running, we got you. Fuck with us. Videographer, photographers, if you need your website built, check out the website that my artist got. You know what I'm saying? It speaks for itself. If you need a professional website done, we got you. We got you. We ride with A Money on the A Money chain. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with us long ways in the South.
The South is taking over, and your girl A Money will be on the train. And I do mean that literally, as they say. I might take the train. You never know. But, you know, I'm going to say I got to check out that movie, Killing Lincoln, Sunday, February 17th. Oh, my goodness. I really want to see that. And, you know, it's based on the New York Times bestseller, National Geographic Channel. So it's going down. I'm going to see that. But to give you some updates on the tragic death of Mr. Dorner, oh, my goodness. That story within itself is sad. You know, They're saying that they're surprised that the guy stayed quiet for 8 years, you know, after he feels that they took his life, you know, damaged his name, his family, his friends, people around him. So I guess for 8 years, you know, he plotted and, you know, he stuck around and watched everything that the officers had done, the police out in California, whatever. But he was highly trained by Militant. Man, you know, and I can't describe how he feels, but he said the truth shall come out in his death as he took others' lives as well. You know, I really don't want to tell you my take on everything on how I feel because that would just be too personal. But right here on the A Money Show train, they do feel that, you know, he was the body that found burnt in the cabin fire where they found him at and had to shoot off or what have you. And it was live. And I mean, when I tell you it was live, I saw it. And the funny thing about it is I thought the officers actually were going to shoot one another because the way the angle of the camera and how they were showing it, you had police, SWAT, or what have you, and they're running behind one another, and it's gunfire. It's gunplay. So, I mean, were they acting cautiously? Were they thinking, or were they just thinking about, you know, taking him down, taking his life for what he did? And felt that he was unjustly served, so he took another's life. I mean, was one better than the other? I don't think so. On the A Money Show train, I really don't think so. What's your take on that, if you know anything about the story?
Man, I don't know much about it, you know what I'm saying? All I know is what I just briefly read, you know what I'm saying? My prayers goes out to everyone that's involved because that's just a tragic incident. You know what I'm saying? I won't speak much on that because the facts haven't all come out yet.
Right.
Either, you know? And so it seems like that it's actually a story there. So, you know what I mean? I just like to wait for more facts to come out, you know what I'm saying, before you actually form an opinion of what really went on. That's just my take on it.
Right. You know, it hits my stomach. You know, no matter what he did or whatever, he died a horrible death, burnt in a fire, if that is him. Oh, my goodness, I just couldn't imagine that. I really can't imagine that. You know, just like his friends or peers or what have you saying, they can't believe that he has taken other people's lives, went on the run as a fugitive or what have you. And like we said, we're not going to speak on how we actually feel because the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you guys, shall come to life because everything done in the dark shall surface. I mean, it's going to surface. You have money-hungry people out there, and all you got to do is flash the mighty dollar before them, and everything is going to be told. You know, he left stories on his Facebook page and everything like that, so we are told. We are not actually sure about that. It's hearsay, so don't take our word for that at all, but I can say this. Sometimes they say an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. Call in 347-633-9074 with your girl A Money and John Doe. And with that being said, I feel like a Alicia Keys featuring Eve because I am speechless right here on the A Money Show track.
Up in the morning, babe. I'm feeling better, cause I know I got the best I can be proud of. We can't fall quick. Remember when I used to tell my girls, like, yo, this dude think he's so it, think he's so fly. And every time you tried to talk to me, I'm like, yo, don't even dare try. I was on my solo groove, I ain't want nothing, I ain't need nothing. Man, I'm good, now I'm speechless, cause I fell for him. The poet in me died cause I fell for him.
Just speechless, baby.
Let's take a ride on the A-Money train to the A-Money show and get ran over. It's your boy, Mr. New Shoes, in the building.
I just like waking up right next to that thing. Knowing I can roll over and go another round.
I won't be holding me back, my love. I won't be holding me back. I won't be holding me back, my love. No, I won't be holding me back. Cause in the end, you know I'm gonna want another round.
Cause sometimes that hair just hides your beauty. Swear on my son, ain't too many things can hide your booty. Call me what you like, but bet I slide with Cutie. Kenny name wasn't Bud, but he still ride with Rudy. And that's why we comfortable as a Huxtable. You been around since the Lunchables. Girl, I f*** with you in the back of the truck with you. Same fingers I chuck with two. I'm just playing with you, thinking about staying with you. Not forever, but at least until the AM with you. Still playing with it, cause you like it raw. Might need a morning after what we did the night before. Might go another round if you trying to fight me more. Yeah.
You know you love it. Ice and like Nuva with a touch of red velvet. Look at you, you a star. I'm a G, Joe the Don, super deep. I go hard in these sheets, I'm a god lord. Emilio Pucci leggings for good behavior. I wanna tear the f*** off you like Hulkamania. To dive up in the f***y super fly snooker. Have you coming back to back, more sex to cook up. Oh, that's the girl, well, I hit it, fam. She posted out picture perfect, Instagram. I hit home runs and drained last shots. She saw her ACL from all her back shots.
I got a whole clique of killers with me. See,
I'm the man now. Rolling 24s through the hood, women checking for me. Girl, I ain't playing around. Pull up to the crib, hope you win something special for me. And I'ma lay it down. Round one, two, and three. If you keep up with me.
Regret got shit on what you're feeling now. Mad cause she ain't like me. Oh, you mad cause nobody ever did it like me. All the care I would take, all the love that we made. Now you're trying to find somebody to replace what I gave to you. It's a shame you didn't keep it. Alicia, Katia, I know that you gon' hear this. I'm the man, yeah, I said it. Bitch, I'm the man, don't you forget it. The way you walk, that's me. The way you talk, that's me. The way you got your hair up, did you forget, that's me. And a voice in your speaker right now, that's me, that's me. And a voice in your ear, that's me. Can't you see that I made it? Yeah, I made it. First I made you who you are, and then I made it. And you're wasted with your latest. Yeah, I'm the reason why you always getting faded. Take a shot from me. Oh, 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 oh. Take a shot from me. I'm honest, girl, I can't lie, I miss you. You and the music were the only things that I commit to. I never cheated for the record back when I was with you. But you believed in everything but me, girl, I don't get you. She says, I know you changed. I never see you cause you're always busy doing things. I really wish she had a different way of viewing things. I think the city that we're from just kinda ruined things. It's such a small place, not much to do but talk and listen. The men are jealous and the women all in competition. And now your friends telling you stories that you often misinterpret and taint all the images of your Mr. Perfect. I could tell that you've been crying all night, drinking all summer, praying for your happiness, hope that you recover, This is one I know you hated when you heard it, and it's worse because you know that I deserve it. Take a shot for me. Oh, 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 oh. Take a shot for me. Neighbors respect you, trouble neglect you, angels protect you, and heaven accept you.
Yo, 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 this is your girl, A Money, my co-host, Jado. Listen to this. I have to go back to this. It is a story that they're calling Heartwarming Moment. A Marine captain proposed to his boyfriend to become the first same-sex couple to get engaged at the White House. At the White House, though, the same-sex couple. I mean, hey, this is what you do, that's what you like, or what have you. I just don't feel that was warranted at the White House. Come on, are you serious? A Marine captain proposed to his boyfriend to become the first same-sex couple to get engaged at the White House. What do you think about that?
I honestly feel that's all for sure. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of people take things too far and they want a lot of attention. Because my thing is this right here. You know, I don't mind what people do, homosexuality, whatever,
right.
Gay people, whatever you do, that's your business. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side of that, why do you want to go out and, you know what I'm saying, just like rubbing it in someone's face? Like, it's almost like you're making a mockery out of things. Now, why would you want to do that, like, at the White House and then make it, you know what I'm saying, a high president news? Like, okay, it's one thing to be in love. It's one thing to actually, you know what I'm saying, want to get married. You know what I'm saying? And even if you want to marry somebody of the same sex, that's your business. But why do you have to make it national news that you actually did it at the White House?
Right.
And the fact that you're a Marine captain, on top of that, you know what I'm saying, they just came with the whole don't ask, don't tell policy, so they threw that out of the window. So now you all of a sudden want to be the first to do that. I mean, what sense does that make? But, you know, I'm not one to judge, but that just lets me know what kind of America I'm living in. Yes, it is freedom of speech, and it is freedom of all of that, but don't rub that in the common people's face. Like, you know what I'm saying, like you won a victory over something. I mean, you know, this is America. I mean, you're in the land of free, the home of the brave anyway. So why do you feel you make a but that's almost like a civil dispute. You know what I'm saying? That's almost it's civil. It's civil rights. And you basically,
you know, I'ma say it, this is your girl A Money. If you're gay, if you're bisexual, if you're straight, or whatever, you know, in love with animals, or what have you, it is your business. And this is something I do not choose to want to know about happening at the White House on our President Obama's watch. I mean, I just don't get that. And they're saying it's been a hallmark year for members of gay community, with the same-sex marriage being legalized in Maine, Maryland, and Washington. And don't ask, don't tell was, this is crazy. You know, I just can't, you know, grasp that. Like, I am speechless that, you know, to me that's a mockery, that you would take the time out to have this done at the White House, publish it, put it on social network, in the news. I mean, you know, what are you telling our children? And what is your take on what God says? You know, what about what God says is right or wrong? That's the main thing, not what the people say, but what do God say? And far as I know, I don't know in anyone's religion, everyday way of life, where I don't think God would be happy with this. And I don't have to speak for God, because the proof is in the pudding of all the things that's going on in the world today. I mean, we're corrupt in so many ways of our thinking, our everyday way of life. It's just that terrible. It is. And, you know, and I can't be happy for that, because it's at our White House. Come on. You're doing this at the White House? Are you serious?
Exactly.
Are you serious? You know, that, The best thing that could have came up out of that is the story, and don't quote me, but the story about the little boy who came up with the invention and was invited to the White House. Now, that is something I want to know about.
Exactly.
You know, so that right there, Come on. You got to do better to be better. And right there, you're not doing better. You're teaching our kids crap.
And it's bad, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point. Like, you know, why would you want to do that in the highest land of the, you know what I'm saying, the highest place in the land? You want to go over there and make it known. I mean, it's just like I say, it's one thing, you know, I'm happy for you, you happy, this, this, and the third, but, you know, it's a place and time for everything, and that is not the time and place for that. You know what I'm saying? And see, that's why a lot of people lose battles and wars, because they jump out the gate too soon, you know what I'm saying? They jump out and start doing some stuff that they didn't have no business, and they show their hand, and then, you know what I'm saying, it makes you look ignorant. That's my whole thing. The whole point in that is just ignorance, you know what I'm saying? Because you're like a little child, you know what I'm saying? Because it's almost like, okay, now we won, and now we're going to flaunt it, you know what I'm saying, in front of your face. And then, see, when you start flaunting it and start getting arrogant, I mean, then you really lost. What did you win? I mean, really, what did you win?
We're not winning. We're not winning doing stuff like that. And I'm sure other countries, you know, are looking at us like...
Exactly. And then that goes back to the whole story that I was just looking at the other day. I'm kind of biased to this, but I feel that this should be brought to the light too. The whole ordeal with the military having the shooting with the one captain. I think it was the captain. He actually came. It was the captain or major. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. But it was either captain or major that went in on the actual duty assignment, and it was in the office. And he went in, shot up the place, shot up a lot of employees and things of that nature. And what the employees wanted to do, but after President Obama came down, you know what I'm saying, and he basically told them that they would be compensated and taken care of. And he just came out, you know, and gave his condolences and things of that nature, which was fine. After the fact, you know, after the investigation and everything that went down, they deemed it that the military, not President Obama, which is the commander-in-chief, not him, but the military officials, the higher-ranking military officials, they deemed it just a shooting at the work. It was a freaking, accident at the workplace, you know what I'm saying? And with the military, with the guys that was involved, well, they wanted it to be treated as they was in a wartime environment. But the thing is, it would have been, the thing about it is, it would have been almost like a double-edged sword, because, like he said, if they say that it was a terrorist act, the guy that came in, he was actually part of the military. So how could you deem a terrorist attack on your own people? That's first of all. Then for him to be from another country but being born in the United States, I'm sorry, his parents from another country, but him being born in the United States, he was a U.S. citizen and was serving in the military, but they were trying to say just because he had a different nationality that they were going to say it was deemed a terrorist act. My thing on that, because I served in the military, my take on it, it was in the freaking workplace. And they wanted it to be like they were out in a war zone environment just because one guy clicked up and came in there and shot up the workplace. Now you want to deem it because, you know, you out and say that a workplace, an office building where they actually showed they had cubicles and everything, that this comfortable environment with computers and cubicles and everything is the same thing as a wartime environment. That's what they wanted to say. Then they want to be mad at our president, President Obama, because of that, because he said that he was going to take care of them, and which the military will take care of them because they're all insured. You know what I'm saying? That's not a problem. But whereas what they wanted Purple Hearts for that. The survivors wanted Purple Hearts. Can you believe that?
And they wanted over that here, to get Purple I kind Hearts. Of believe almost anything after seeing them, the guys proposing to another guy openly at the White House. So I'm kind of like believing almost anything right now. That
they just wanted to make the news, and that's all that was, their money. And the crazy part about it, this is like a lot of people. The media brings a lot of this on what's going on right now, because the media is going to find that story that's the most dirt, the most negative, the most whatever. That's what they're going to report, because it's for some odd reason. Reason people love partying and bullshit. They love bullshit.
Oh, say it again.
They love negative bullshit. You know what I'm saying? And they're gonna buy into those scandalous lies and vicious rumors every time. Every time.
So you think that song was created for that purpose alone?
Let
the people know who was that by, Party and BS.
Yeah, Biggie. Biggie.
They love
that BS. You know what I'm saying? They love bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter how much the National Enquirer, how fake those magazines are. Do you see they still selling and people still buying them bullshit?
Man.
You know what I'm saying? And my thing is this right here. I mean, and I'm going to say this, and it's no knock on her hustle. You know what I'm saying? Wendy Williams, I love her to death as a person.
Okay.
But,
Baby.
You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it, she made her way by reporting scandalous bullshit about people. And,
right.
You know what I'm saying, things that could actually hurt a people or hurt a person and doesn't think about how that person's child is going to look at, oh, well, damn, they reported this about my mother. Well, they reported this about my father. The media don't care. They build you up to tear you the fuck down. And that's sad.
That is sad.
But right here on the A-Money Show train, mm-hmm. We're going to set the record straight.
Every time. And we're going to go into, my goodness, after 600 years, this is the first time a pope has resigned. Due to his health, he resigned. But after 600 years, this has never been done, because usually once the pope is in office, he's there until he takes his last breath. But the pope resigned. He resigned, and it's ricocheted all over the world when this happened. I mean, people are so shocked that the pope resigned after 600 years, you know. I mean, are you shocked?
I mean, to me, I wasn't shocked the way that they were reporting. I'm like, you know, the man
right.
stepped down and said it for health reasons, you know, and they're going to make a big story out of that, you know. And like I say, the media, they do just that. They build things up, tear it down, you know what I'm saying? And now they're looking for a story to write about the pope. You know what I'm saying? They look for something to look for a story. And if it's not a story, they'll create one. They're not going to go back and say, I'm sorry, but they'll create a story.
And that is true. That is so true. Did you watch the awards? Did you see Jay-Z, Beyonce, anybody?
I did. Of course. I got to keep my ear to the street, especially the Grammys. You know what I'm saying? And to be honest with you, that's one thing. I'm glad that you brought that up. I wanted to touch on that because I got the utmost respect for my man Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? He is in a position of power right now that most guys want to be in, but they can't handle the kind of pressure that, you know what I'm saying, that comes with being a boss of that, you know what I'm saying, elite status that Jay has. Because
yeah.
Jay, he up in the White House. You don't see him up in there acting a fool, but you got guys up in there trying to propose to another guy. You know what I'm saying? Now, you would think a guy from Jay-Z, being that he from the project, that he might fall up in the White House and act a fool. But what did he do? He conducted himself like a complete gentleman, the guy that he is. And I don't have nothing but the utmost respect for him. And like when he did at the Grammy, like he slicked this old boy, you know what I'm saying, with the thing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I kind of feel Jay on that, because at some point, think about where you at, dog. I mean, shit, you at the Grammys. You at the Grammys. And see, my thing is this right here, you know what I'm saying? With most cats, they want to see who the biggest nigga in the hood. It ain't even about who the biggest nigga in the hood. It's about trying to get up out the hood. Now, when you get up out the hood, why are you going to still act like you in the hood? Or still dress like you in the hood? Or still conduct yourself like you in the hood? You're not in the hood no more. So at what point are you going to pick up a book, get some intelligence about yourself, learn how to communicate with your fellow man, and move the fuck on? Don't hold on to your past, because you can't reach for the sky holding on to grass on the ground.
And
it's virtually impossible. It's virtually impossible.
Because
you know
it is so true. It is so true. I'm so glad for, you know, people like Jay-Z and P. Diddy in the entertainment world, because they show us another side of it. I mean, the business side, the way they dress,
the
way they handle themselves. Yeah, the way they carry themselves. They act like grown men, you know. I'm not dogging anybody out or whatever, but if you want your kids to grow up to be successful and live a certain
way. You
got to
tell them what it is because they look at you first.
Yes.
They look at you first.
They definitely
do. Who they going to look at? You know what I'm saying? And see, that's one thing about it with me, you know what I'm saying? How the hell am I going to raise an intelligent, you know what I'm saying, respectful young man if his father not?
Right.
I mean, just think about the, you know what I'm saying, the whole thing with that. What sense does that make for a person, you know what I'm saying, try to chastise their child, but the child is only getting the behavior what they see you do?
Right. The child, especially a man, a male child, he mimics everything that the male exactly in the home, whether it's the biological father or one that's coming in and out. Especially if it's not one there, he starts to mimic any man that he sees because a woman can only do so much. Yeah, a woman can only do so much. And he starts to see the difference, and he's like, well, I can't be just like mom. I got to do what this guy is doing over here. So
exactly.
To become a man.
And then, see, the mothers don't get that. And see, that's one thing about it where the mothers don't get, well, you know, just because you have a child or whatever, and this and the third. That's where this society and this day and age, they don't get. It's hard as shit trying to date and you got kids. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
That's virtually impossible. You can't do it. You can't do it. When you have children, you need to put that dating shit out of your mind. Unless you come upon someone that's on the same page you are, and tie that bullshit, and y'all can make that work. That's the only way it's going to work. And then on the flip side of that, it's going to have to be a whole lot of give. Because if you got somebody that's taking, it ain't going to work.
That is so true. And, you know, that's why depression, anxiety, and, you know, pain and lack of knowledge on everything that we're talking about today, it exists in our community strong because, you know, there's no structure there. It's just not, you know.
No.
There's no structure. If nobody taught me or you how to be a woman or a man, how to be a mother, a father, or a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever, you're going to grow up, and if you don't know to seek the knowledge, you're not going to seek the knowledge. And being a parent doesn't come with a handbook. You're not born with a handbook that says, well, this is how you be a parent. But we bring about a lot of the depression and anxiety on our own community.
Exactly. And my thing is this right here, they even got the talk shows, not the talk shows, the freaking episodes and things like that with nannies or what have you that's coming in to parents and telling them how to raise their children when the nannies don't even have any children. Now, no sense does that make for somebody to get marital advice from someone that's never been married or from someone to get parenting advice from someone that doesn't have any children. That's the kind of society that we are living in right now. You know what I'm saying? Because people, they seek out counsel from the wrong individuals. They're not intelligent enough to ask somebody that's been through something because you remember back in the day, it was all about grandmothers and grandfathers, you know what I'm saying, aunts and uncles and things like that
because they had the wisdom.
Exactly. They had the wisdom. Today and age, you're catching grandparents at 35 years old that ain't even lived themselves, so they don't know what they're doing. So how you going to teach the young children when you don't know what they're doing, and then you have a generation of young that don't respect the older people because they don't have anything to look up to them for.
That's so true.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of the men that had children in the freaking 70s and 80s, they just now got out of jail, you know what I'm saying, a couple of years ago. And their children grown. Now, who raised their children while they've been locked up for the last 25 years?
You know, I don't think people are really paying attention to what is important, you know, to make this world go around for real.
People think money is important. That's what they really do think. People think money is important, and they think that whoever has the most money, that's who's living the best life.
And you know what? You didn't come in this world with it. You're not going to leave with it.
You can't take it with you. And see, that's the misconception that everybody has about it. You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't real. It ain't. It's a tool that you... It's a tool that you utilize in order to get where you're trying to go in life. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
And when you break it down just to that simple form and stop being all freaking flashy and shit, because see, let me tell you something else that most people don't even understand. That a lot of the flashy things that are made is made for women. It's not made
right.
for guys. It's made for women. And see, that's what guys don't get. Every freaking thing is made for a woman because that's what catches a woman's attention is the look of it, the adornment of it, and all of that. That's what it is. Because if it wasn't for a woman, guys can live in a cardboard box and be fine. But
right.
because there are women out here, we got to have nice shit. And where do we get that from? Our mothers.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? That's where we get that from. I mean, if you want to get technical. So with that being said, the guy that loves his mother the most, he's going to treat his wife the same way he treats his mother, his girlfriend, his whomever. The same way that he would treat his sister or his mother with the utmost respect and love and caring.
With the utmost respect. The utmost
you know what I'm saying?
Respect.
But see, nowadays, as you have, like you stated earlier, where the guys, you know, they well, the females, they tend to deal with these guys that, you know, that's not the little boy's or the little girl's father, and they come in and they might see how they treat their mother. I mean, you know, that's not their father, so they looking at your mother like, you know, that could be 50-50. Some little boys lose respect for their mother. Some little boys, they like to take up for their mother. It just depends on how it is, you know.
Okay.
And then it's the same way for the little girl, you know. The little girl, these mothers, they be so strung on these guys to where the guy could be sexually abusing their daughter. You know what I'm saying? And then that can be hit. Things like that happen, you know, all of this taken into consideration. So if you're a parent, you need to take into consideration and swallow your pride, put your feeling on the back burner, and leave that dating shit alone. I mean, that's just
not wrong now because you have issues. You have issues and you don't even think about your kids. All you're thinking about is the gratification
exactly.
of instant gratification of being with whomever it is for that moment. And that's why
exactly.
that child is
it's
there for one and the father is not there because of instant gratification. Because you're not taking the time out to find out who you are for one and who you're dealing with. But on the same note, that is a major part of depression as well. And I want to know, how is Mr. Rick Ross, how is he feeling, if he's dealing with any type of depression with the target shooter? You know, he was shot at January 28th, so we're going to find out about that from some news. So tune in and sit right here with your girl A-Money and Josh Doe as we kick it. Hold down.
A drive-by while driving his Rolls Royce in Fort Lauderdale, and all the cops slammed the car into a building on East Los Olas Boulevard. The good news, no one was injured. Sheldon Fox is standing by live at the scene in Fort Lauderdale with the details. Sheldon?
And a rare morning in Fort Lauderdale, a crazy, wild morning. It included bullets, it included raw nerves, and we go this way and show you just what we're talking about. In the window of the Snail Slot on Los Olas Boulevard, you've got a bullet hole. It's one of many bullets that flew today, and Rick Ross was the intended target. A recording artist who's very famous, well-known, and very local. And thankfully, he wasn't hit. Take a look. Yeah. Get a good look at the guy covering up his face and walking out of this restaurant. He's said to be one of a group that was fired upon in a wild Los Olas Boulevard shooting that put bullet holes in businesses and shook up this popular neighborhood.
It was about 5:30 in the morning. Jumped out of bed, looked out the window, and there's a car in my front yard.
A shiny new Rolls Royce crashed into Beth Ball's yard after a bunch of gunfire. Nobody hit or hurt, but a well-known celeb is said to be the intended target.
A big rapper and some women, and they got out, and the police were talking to them.
It was just like a lot of guns, bam, 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 bam. Sounded like it was like automatic. After the bullets flew, those being shot at ran from the Rolls and hurried for help before they piled into this SUV, which took off.
And who are those people that do that?
The occupants of the vehicle have asked for their information to be withheld from being released. They obviously, with everything that just took place, they're fearful for their lives.
Cops on the hunt for a shooter. And
so there you have it. You know, Rick Ross is going through some things in his life. Who would shoot at Rick Ross and why? I don't know. What is your take on that? Jado in the building.
Yep.
Hold on, we had a technical difficulty, so you didn't come in clear, so start back over, babe. What's your take on that with the Rick Ross?
Okay. I was basically saying, I don't know the extent of what he did, but honestly, if anybody is shooting at you, put some bullets behind you, you rolled that person at some point. Now, I don't know if it's true or not, because I have heard some other things that, you know, saying that it was a publicity stunt, saying that, you know, it could have been the fact that how did he get out of the car so fast? Rick Ross did just have a stroke a couple of months ago, and he's a big dude. I couldn't have got out of the car that fast, but I'm just saying, you know. I just listen to everything, and, you know, this whole hip-hop thing, you know what I'm saying? I'm down with it, but a lot of these so-called rappers, they pretty much be fabricating a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, I'm not saying that it's not true. I'm not saying that it is true. All the evidence is not clear. But one thing that I do know that when they shot at Biggie, he, you know, they got him. So, I mean,
right.
if they shoot at a big dude, I mean, I don't think they're going to miss.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying right here on the 8 Money Show train that he's a pretty big dude with you know, he's sick too, you know. I don't know if he's recovered from that. But also, you know, was it last year? The rumor was, because I'm not sure if that happened either, they found the guy shot in his front lawn before he did the concert in Ohio, but I'm not so sure about if that's true or not. Do you heard anything about that in Atlanta?
Yeah, I heard that too. But the thing about it, I mean, I never got full details about a body. So, you know, with me working in the fire department, you know what I'm saying? I pretty much got some fire department brothers all around. So with that being said, we pretty much be on the scene with ammunition and things like that, you know. So I never heard anything about a body. And, you know, if somebody's laying on the lawn or whatever, at some point the coroner was going to come and do an autopsy and everything else. Never heard anything about that, never heard about a body, never even got a name of John Doe. So with that being said, a lot of these rappers, they, you know, like to fabricate some things just to draw some attention to them, just to keep their name hot. I'm not putting it out there saying that happened, but that's just what has happened in the past.
Right. So let's go into let's find out, because you know me, I'm gonna go and search and look.
Absolutely.
And let's see what your girl A Money can find. Fine. Stand by. We going into home of rapper Rick Ross becomes a crime scene when a body is found.
Welcome to Toyota Care, where the scheduled maintenance plan and 24-hour roadside assistance are complimentary on all new Toyotas. Caring for you and your car. Toyota, let's go places.
So, as you see right here on the A Money Show train, we're going into some footage from News Channel 5 on the finding of the dead body in front of Rick Ross's home. So, give us a moment, a little technical difficulty, but It's all good and love in the hood. This is your girl, A Money. This is all about Rick Ross. And I'm sure he's going through some depression. Let's go. They're actually on the scene at the rapper's home.
They do have neighbors that did hear some gunshots. They're talking with them, trying to determine what they heard, when they heard it, and hopefully you can put the pieces of this puzzle together and find out who killed this man.
So, actually, they were at the rapper Rick Ross home, and apparently the news is reporting that they found a dead body on his front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
How it got there, I guess is still a mystery because I haven't heard anything else about that.
Mm-hmm. See, that's my thing. Just all of a sudden you find a dead body and you ain't heard nothing else about it.
Right.
See, I mean, it's something more to the story as far as, you know what I'm saying, that goes, you know what I mean? I don't want to go speculating and calling things out, but that's just kind of peculiar to me.
Well, it is very peculiar, and I mean, you got some, let's see, people saying he owes the, you know, the infamous Illuminati money, so he has been banned from the South. This is why I guess they claim he's in New York, downstate New York, or wherever Rick Ross may be. I love Rick Ross. I love his music, you know. So your girl, A Money, still hitting you up for the interview, and maybe we could get some answers on to what's going on with Rick Ross because the public wants to know. Your fans wants to know. I want to know, you know, because it's kind of strange. You know, I think he's doing well for himself in the industry. I think he's doing well for himself. But now, you know, everything with him doing well, he's also doing a little bad.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Absolutely. More money, more problems.
They say he's worth $25 million, his net worth.
Can you withstand the test of time, though?
And I think that's only in 2009. So right now, there's no telling what he's worth.
Yeah, it's 4 years later.
Mm-hmm. And I on the A Money Show, everyone knows I have no problem talking about anything or everything respectfully. And yes, I do. I've been in subjects, touchy subjects about the Illuminati, the New World Order. And anything else, Illuminati, is Tupac dead or alive? Just go back in the archives and listen to some of the great shows on the A Money Show train. www.blogtalkradio.com/the-a-money-show. You already know. I love my show, Was Tupac Dead or Alive? I mean, I got so much feedback from that, but this is A Money, and that's what I do.
Already.
You already know. This is the A Money Show Train. We do what we do here on the A Money Show Train, and I feel like a party. You feel like partying? Let's shake a leg. Let's shake a leg, because I feel like music helps the depression and the pain. Beyonce does it best. Party. What's up, B?
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, saucy dripping swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, saucy dripping swag goo. Oh.
I may be young, but I'm ready to kill you.
Oh, we just ride Bugatti. Bad chick shoddy, sort of resemble Sade. Imported her in from Raleigh and pulled up into the valet. The boy dropped the keys, trying to sneak a peek at that body. See, this that time of the week, she like to freak a leak and get naughty. Therefore, I like to thank God and Ice Cube for Friday. Cause la-di-da-di. We swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, you got the swag sauce, you drippin' swag goo. Ooh.
Your girl A Money, and we're live with the co-host John Doe. And I just have to ask a question. I mean, feel free to answer, John Doe. I'm trying to figure out, do anybody know who the gangster disciples are? Because in all actuality, the gangster disciples was said to have made threats against Rick Ross, Meek Mills. You know, I mean, is this true? Because to my knowledge, I know that Larry Hoover and David Barksdale basically were some of the founders of gangster disciples. And to my knowledge, I thought they were kind of like, you know, turned into this settled type of little organization or what have you.
Well, the GDs, what happened with that, Rick Ross, he actually, in his music and in his freaking some pictures and things like that, he had at some point he had somewhat disrespected the gangster disciples, and they got upset with him. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the threats and all that come in to play with that. I don't know the extent of how, you know, all of that came about or the exact things that he did, but I know that, you know, from seeing some things on YouTube and, you know what I'm saying, that he just, you know, making some statements, you know what I'm saying, in the media. You know, and like I said, once again, the media, you know how they take things.
They blow it up, too. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, with that being said, it was just a whole big thing, you know, with between them, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know what Ross did. I don't know what they did. But I don't even know if it's calmed down or not, you know what I'm saying? But it should be. I hope it is, because it really ain't nothing shit, you know?
Yeah, preferably.
You
know?
It really ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely, again, it's just, you know, it's still in the media. It's all over social network. It's just a crazy situation. And when I think about it, and every time I, you know, see it, read it, see a news clipping or what have you, I'm like, you know, is this going to be another tragic death as Tupac Shakur, Biggie Smalls? Man, you know, I don't want to see that happen. I really don't. It's a lot of crazy things that happen in the industry that I just feel like it shouldn't even go that far. This is supposed to be entertainment, not bloodbath, not war. Entertainment. You know, that's just how I feel. You know, and everybody else can have their take or whatever, but this is the A Money Show Train. My co-host, Ja Doe, we can feel however we want to feel.
Absolutely.
You
know? Absolutely. And the thing about it with that, I'm glad that you brought that up about the whole Biggie and Tupac thing, you know what I'm saying? Because that was just senseless crimes. You know what I'm saying? It was senseless from the giddy up. It was, and the main thing, once again, it was a misunderstanding. And most of these beefs that you see or whatever, they can be resolved if people just sit down and talk. communicate and get everything cleared up. Usually what it'd be somebody in somebody else's camp. It don't even be the artist. It's probably somebody else in somebody else's camp them fired a shot. Or if it is the artist might fire a shot. Somebody in their camp might say something. You know what I mean? And instead of them having to sit down, you know, and clear things up, they want to go keep going back and forth until there's bloodshed. Because you can always have a conversation until there's bloodshed. Until then, you can always have a sit down and have a conversation. Always. That's what men do. Men have a conversation. You agree to disagree, get up and walk away. You part ways, and ain't got to be no words exchanged after the fact if y'all don't, you know what I'm saying, fuck with each other no more. It can be just that simple.
This is true. And right here on the A Money Show train, tune in tomorrow as we put it down with Mr. Smoke Bolger, who was also with the Maybach Music fam. I'm telling you, the A Money Show train, it is going to be on fire tomorrow. It's Valentine's Day. Grab your sweeties, pull up some wine in a chair, no driving while drinking, on the A Money Show train. But right now, we're going to take it out. Call in every Wednesday through Saturday, 347-633-9074. Picture My Pain. You already know who this is by. And we will see you tomorrow night. Hit me back up, John Doe, a little later.
Out of here.
Now, a moment of silence.
Please.
I mean that shit. Because me white folks, see, I don't care what y'all say. I don't care if you think you a lawyer, if you a man, if you an African American, if you whatever the fuck.
Rest in peace to one of our best.
And until we all sit, I'm a problem with like it is. I just want to be a man and be fucked. And we just go to our five different houses and a man and either one of them are fucked. Why are we going to be a man? How are we going to be African American? We out here done. We done. And we're niggas.
Somebody save me. Lost and crazy. Scared to drop a seed. Hoping I ain't cursed my baby. Maybe now, make you feel me now. Bless you with lies and flame. Will I be smothered by my own pain? By my own pain. To my pain. Somebody save me.
Lost the
crazy. Scared to drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursed my baby. Maybe now, nigga, feel me now. Visualize the flame. Well, I've been smothered by my own pain. By my own pain, to my pain, by the same. Lost the crazy, scared to drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursed my baby. Maybe now, nigga, feel me now. Visualize the flame. Well, I've been smothered by my own pain.
I wanted God to know that even though I was going through the worst of times, I still recognized him as being something greater than myself, and that I'm not going to give up my faith just because it's going bad for me, because he was there when I was living good. So I just wanted him to know that, you know, that I'm not no punk, that I'm not soft-hearted, that when it gets bad, I'm going to be like, oh, I don't believe in God no more. I believe in God all the time, every day, all day, good and bad. Well,